Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim. Amma ba'd. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahluh. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Rabbi zidni ilma.
Discussing the battle of the trench and the trench that had to be dug by Sahaba radiallahu anhum before the arrival of the allied forces, the exact description or the length, depth, etc. of the trench is not too detailed documented. There are certain historical events that have been recorded, authenticity of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But some historians record that the trench was approximately 5 kilometers in length, and the deepest point was approximately 3.2 meters at height. The extent, the width of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how much, but it was wide enough for an animal to be unable to cross. So that's the distance they had to cover. Sahaba radiallahu anhum dug this trench in Madinah Munawwara in a period of approximately 6 days. Despite all the difficulties, it was the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nusra, a miracle, that in such a short period of time they were able to accomplish this task of preparing that, that trench. We know Qurbani is around the corner, and we have to build, just dig a few holes, one for ojri and one for slaughtering, and what a task, and how long it takes us. And near such a lengthy trench, alhamdulillah, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in this process, there was a lot of test, as we say. There was not enough food, difficulty. Jabir radiallahu anhu, we spoke about last week, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself going to strike the boulder that was the challenge for Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and the three lights of which we spoke about. Jabir radiallahu anhu says, I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go down when he was challenged, or we were challenged with that boulder, and Nabi sallam had to hit it and break it and into pieces. He says that I noticed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a stone tied to his belly. So that disturbed me as to why is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing that. So I confronted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that why is this? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, just to suppress the pangs of hunger. When I heard this, I couldn't contain myself. I asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ijaz, I need to go home. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't ask any questions. He gives permission to Jabir radiallahu anhu, he goes home. And he goes, he makes salam with the wife. And he asks his wife, her name was Suhaila. He says, listen, I have witnessed something with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's troubling me, it's disturbing me. I need to make some arrangements. Ma ka Nabi fi dhalika min sabrin. I can't really sit back and just allow things to happen. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going through extreme hunger. What do you have at home? In the cache, is there anything to prepare a meal? So she said, yeah, we've got sha'irun wa anaqun. We've got one sa' with approximately 3.2 kilograms of barley. And we've got anaqun, a baby goat, a kid, small goat. So she's, Jabir radiallahu says, that's all we have at home. Subhanallah. We know how much we've got in storage. So she says, yeah, that's all. Jabir radiallahu says, prepare it for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's enough for us. Prepare it for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I can't see Nabi sallallahu alaihi going through this. So she starts preparing the meal. She's rolling, preparing the barley to make some bread, roti, and she's using they slaughtered the baby goat, put the meat into the pot and preparing little bit. And just when it's about to be ready and prepared to serve, Then she tells Jabir radiallahu anhu, listen, la tafdahni, don't ever disgrace me today. You go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and you whisper in his ears, the food is for him, he can bring one or two people. Rajulun aw rajulan. This is how much is going to be sufficient for. We also need to partake, but there's not enough food for everyone to eat of it. So Jabir says, no problem. He goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he goes back and he says, Ya Rasulullah, whispering in the ears also, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, tu'aymun, tu'aym, very, very little bit food. Very little bit food. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Jabir, you prepared food? He says, yes. Nabi sallam stood up. He says, Ya Ahlal Khandak, all of you, all Sahaba of Khandak, Inna Jabiran qad sana'a lakum suran. Jabir is inviting all of us, let's go. Jabir says, what, I'm going to sell the wife now. So he turns, Nabi sallam is following him, they go in. He quickly rushes ahead. Wife is busy. Nabi sallam sends a message with Jabir. Jabir, tell your wife, don't remove the lid of the pot. And the covering for the roti, don't move that also. Have everything as is. So he's rushing to tell his wife the message. As he gives the message, he tells Jabir, Jabir radiallahu anhu tells the wife, he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made announcement for everyone to come. Sahaba are coming. It's a whole lot of Sahaba coming, the army. So her iman and yaqeen was made. So she asked Jabir, the husband, Ada'utahum anta am huwa? One question. Did you invite or did Nabi Sam invite? Nabi Sam invited. Nothing to worry about. If Nabi Sam invited, he's coming with the barakat. Let it be. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum came, they're waiting outside the house. Everyone can't fit. Nabi Sam says, brothers Sahaba, make groups of 10. 10 come inside. The food is on the table and they eat. 10 leave. Another 10 come. They leave. Another 10 come. Hatta shabi'u ajma'un. 1,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhum ate of it. That food which was for a little. Now we think, 3 kilograms and one small kid, we'll say, Manana, you're kidding with me. How can so many people, that was the barakah of sacrifice and the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Jabir radiallahu anhu, he says, Jabir, tell your wife that there's a lot of people that are going through hunger, they're going to come and eat. Not only us, other people will come and eat. She says, we ate, we gave the neighbors and everyone in Madina Munawwara ate, as if the food did not diminish in the least. As if nothing happened. The food never decreased. So that was one miracle they witnessed in the battle of Trench and Khandak. A Sahabi by the name of Bashir, his wife's name was Amra. Amra bintu Rawaha. So her brother's name will be Abdullah ibn Rawaha. So she called her daughter. She says, listen, Bashir, your father, and my brother, your uncle Abdullah, they are in the battlefield in Khandak. So take hafnatum min tamrin. Hafna means it can't even fit in the hand. There's very few khajur. It's something to nibble on, we would say. Just some tasters. Few khajur in the hand. So this few khajur, go and give it. Go look for your father and your uncle and give it to them. So she's walking, she got some khajur in her hand. She passes by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, excuse me, small girl, where are you going? No, I'm looking for my father and my uncle. I got strict instructions to give them khajur. He says, okay, just wait 1 minute. Sahaba, anyone's got a dastarkhan? Ji, dastarkhan. Nabi Sam says, spread it out. Spread out the dastarkhan. Nabi Sam says, Sahaba, sit down. They all sat down. That handful of khajur Nabi Sam took, and he did as if he was spreading it. And he did that. So yes, the khajur did spread over the dastarkhan. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, all of them, they all ate of the khajur, as if the dastarkhan of khajur was full of khajur. Now just a few khajur, now we may think, wow, what are you talking about? That was the mu'jiza of being in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. that they saw and they eyewitnessed the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of them ate of it. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two flags, one for the muhajirun, one for the ansar. Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu, he had the flag of the muhajirun, and Sa'd ibn Ubadah had the flag of the ansar. So the sahaba radiallahu anhum, the flags are given, and as the allied forces come to Medina Munawwara, and they look at the trench, and they really cannot believe themselves. He said, "Inna hadhihi la makid, la yakiduha al-Arab." This plan is not from Arab mind. They don't know about this. To dig a trench to guard and protect themselves, this is a foreign idea. I'm not too sure who they bought it from. But it's not them. It cannot be an Arab that will do this. We don't even know about it. And they're not brilliant enough to even think about it. So they caught unawares, off guard. Now what do? Set up camp, nothing to do. Just have to wait and prepare yourself and think of the next move. So they're preparing themselves. Kufar one said, Sahaba radiallahu anhu one said, the one who instigated this war, which we spoke about, Huyay ibn Akhtab, who was going around to the tribes and the kufar of Makkah, Mukarramah, Ghatfan, etc., which we spoke about. So he realized that Banu Qurayza, the last of the three tribes of the Jews, are still in Medina Munawwara. Because Qaynuqa, Nadir, we banished. Banu Qurayza are still there. Leader, his name was Ka'b ibn As'ad, Al-Quradi. So he was the leader. So Huyay ibn Akhtab, he's also a Jew. And it is written about him, he was the Abu Jahl of the Jews. Very shrewd. So Huyay ibn Akhtab, he went to the fort of Banu Qurayza. And he called for the leader Ka'b. Said, "Ka'b, it's Huyayya. Came to pay you a visit." He says, "Innaka la rajulun mash'um. You're a wretched man. Please," he locked his fort, "don't even come inside." The Jew is telling a Jew. He said, "Please don't come inside." So he said, "But why shouldn't I come?" He said, "I'm in a truce with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's a man of his word, trustworthy, upright, and there's goodness in our truce and treaty. Leave it. You do what you need to do." So he thought of how can he get into the fort. Sometimes you just need to sit in front of the person to overcome the situation. I need to be with him face to face. So he's waiting and thinking, what can he tell him? Eventually he tells him, he said, "Ka'b," and he's accusing him. He says, "You're so scared I'll finish your food. That's why you don't want to invite me inside. You're scared. You kanjus," we'll say. So he got very worried. He said, no, it's not like that." He opened the door, "Quickly come inside." If there's one thing that was a stigma, is to say that you are stingy. He immediately opened it. So he said, no, come inside." He says, "Okay." Now he got in. So he's telling him, "Listen, you really can help the situation. If you look out of this fort, you're going to see 10,000 strong army that has come to annihilate and to destroy Islam once and forever. There's never going to be a mention of Islam and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But you, the key player in the whole thing. If you play the right card now, it's game over. We're done." So he said, "What do you want me to do?" He says, "I want you to break your treaty with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam." He said, "Never. I'll never do that. The Jew is saying, I'll never do it." And it continued this discussion. Eventually he told him, "I'll never ever leave your side. We're going to fight this war. You break the treaty, I'm going to stand by you irrespective. We win, we lose, whatever be the situation, I'm sticking by your side." Eventually he gave in. It was some pressure. He says, "Okay, no problem. It's fine." He gave in, right. "Okay. It's okay. I'll break the truce and the treaty." So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed that this treaty has been broken. So Huyay ibn Akhtab, he won over the leader, Ka'b, says, we're going to break the treaty. And are we going to be deceptive? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, who is there to receive information for me regarding Banu Qurayza? I've got some information about them. Immediately Zubair radiallahu anhu responded. Immediately. The son Abdullah ibn Zubair, he says, I was a young boy, approximately 4 years old. I was climbing on the wall of the fort, on that wall that was protecting us, and I'm looking, and I can see my father is pacing around from one spot to the next, and he's going up and down. And why is he being so restless? Something is troubling him. So when I saw that, I waited for my father. When he came back, he says, Abi, like I saw you pacing around, going, what was that? He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who is there to get the information for me regarding Banu Qurayza? I immediately responded and I said, I'm ready. Without even any hesitation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy with that response. He said, Fidaka Abi wa Ummi, Fidaka Abi wa Ummi, may my parents be sacrificed for you. This was a very high word of praise. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say that may my parents be sacrificed for you, is like telling a person, I'll do anything for you. Tell me what you want. Whatever you want, I'll do it for you. So Zubair radiallahu anhu got that accolade of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, my parents be sacrificed for you. So Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu narrated the entire incident, but the lesson for us is that whenever there is a call of practicing on sunnah, reviving sunnah, bringing sunnah back into our lives, we have to respond very quickly. Then the barakah will come in our lives, like how we hear about the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with sahaba radiallahu anhum, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that all of these sunan and the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes alive in the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhir da'wanan alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.